you can be, that this is mostly meaningless. And it's like 99% meaningless. And I'll take the little snippets of how an individual player does in an individual spot and just like pick and choose those. And really, when I mean individual players, I am not even talking about starters. Like the guys who are roster 30 through 70, it matters more for them. And pick these little spots of where, like, ooh, I saw improvement out of guard play from Kingsley. Let's say, for instance,
or the running back for Seattle, George Helani, is like their number two or three back. He looked really good last night. That's a positive,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but if you take this as stats from starters, maybe, like, as in, if you watched last night and Drew's like, we back. Here comes Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. Unstoppable.
I wanted Drew's thoughts before.
Drew,
you don't lead him into it. I just wanted his thoughts last night on the Bengals.
Is that your takes on the Bengals offense?
Oh, I mean, the take is Joe Burrow looked really good. The offense looked good. That was about it. I mean, they have a lot of work to do, as Zach Taylor said after the game.
So I'll say, I'm blown away by how impressive Joe Burrow.
I'm not blown away at all. It's a preseason game.
Because
he
if somebody
the way
says
he's supposed
that,
to.
That's right.
Because
that's exactly right.
If the stance is, that's why I like preseason games. If the stance is, I'm blown away by their performance, then you should be like, you should be on watch over the defense because Tanner McKee lit him up, and you have to be feeling horrifyingly.
And the offense was going up against the twos. The offense for the Bengals.
Yeah, hence the reason why they played the way they played. Yes.
So yeah, I don't think you really take a whole lot away from the results. It is individual player performances. If there's a rookie that's their third string back that you're excited about, the same way tomorrow night. I think for a lot of us, nobody really cares if they win. Does Breshard Smith look good? Uh-huh. Does Jalen Royals look good? That's the kind of stuff.
They pick up a good pass block situation if you're, you know?
Yeah.
Breshard Smith, that kind of thing. And then Anthony Richardson got hurt. Right after I told you, I was kind of feeling kind of good about his offseason.
Mahomes could go 5 for 5 for 60 yards and a touchdown. He could go 1 for 5 with a pick. I don't care. Like, it just doesn't matter.
And you should. And you should.
You know, it just doesn't matter either way.
You should. I mean, that's just not – none of those things inevitably matter in the end. I did see it was good news for Anthony Richardson. They called it day-to-day with that dislocated pinky.
He got nailed. He didn't even see the sack coming. That's on him, though.
Bad part about him was he did not adjust coverage to
– Or protection.
For
protection. Yeah.
To help
himself. He was looking
there.
In the wrong direction of the
Had
guy
no
that was
clue
open
that guy was coming. He's lucky all he did was dislocate a pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he left after one drive or whatever. Then Daniel Jones came in with whatever. But you know, it's the same thing with Anthony Richardson. Man, he can't. Like, I understand this is a minor injury, but still, guy just always has something. I just don't believe in him one bit. Not at all. I said it yesterday before.
Has your opinion changed at all, Cody, in the last 24 hours?
I gotta say,
Anthony Richardson.
I did not bother. Somebody put down a 3-play breakdown of him, the good and the bad, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't care enough about a preseason game to be like, he made a good read here. Because, like, inevitably, one of the biggest mistakes he made was he couldn't handle protection and got himself almost killed on a football field.
Yeah. But his career story is about not staying healthy and also him taking himself out of a game. And then last night, he got hurt again. Like, that's why
he couldn't stay in a game for a different reason, but he couldn't stay in a game. No, but I don't feel any better. Like, my opinion didn't really change based on the 3 throws he made in a preseason game. I still think that he could be better than he was last year. My thing is, I don't understand why anybody's like, Daniel Jones is definitely better than him. I'm like, I don't know about that. If Anthony Richardson was just healthy, he probably just is Daniel Jones, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because probably, Daniel Jones, the 1 year Daniel Jones had was very good. It's still better than anything we've seen from Anthony Richardson. That's probably why.
Yeah, but I like, you know, I guess I haven't, I need... I don't know. I need
a lot of it is still last year, man, and I'm in this camp, and I know a lot of people are, like, last year, when not only were you coming off of an injury, but when you take yourself as a starting quarterback out of a game in the middle of the drive because you're tired, that is something that's something you can't just ignore and forget happened. And there's guys in that locker room that didn't either. And so, another reason why the organization brought in Daniel Jones, because they're worried about Anthony Richardson. You don't bring in Daniel Jones, as bad as he's been, if you're not worried about Anthony Richardson's availability and also where he's at as a quarterback. They knew when they drafted him he was a project, too. That's the other thing. Nobody ever, like, when Anthony Richardson got drafted, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this guy's going to be a stud. It's like, he's got unbelievable athleticism, but he's raw, so let's see what happens. And I haven't seen any development from Anthony Richardson.
Easily the funniest developing storyline in preseason is that people think Joe Milton should be a starting NFL quarterback.
If that man had accuracy, I bet you he'd be a top 20 quarterback, but he has no accuracy. I mean, that man throws the ball far, and that's about it.
I saw that video of him at training camp.
That's what he does.
This week throwing a 75-yard touchdown on a dime.
That's what he does.
In the air. It was in the 75 yards.
He might have the strongest arm in the league.
Yeah, probably. But what do I care?
Well, exactly. He's a third stringer. How about if you're locked into preseason, you probably would freak out that Ashton Jeanty only had – he didn't even have a positive yard.
Three carries, negative a yard.
For negative one. Again, you can't freak out about that stuff, though.
But no.
That game ended up in a tie, too, I guess. I didn't stay up to
watch
that one.
Did it really?
I saw on the ticker, 23-23. Jalen Miller played
no
the entire
overtime.
Second half.
No overtime in preseason.
Lame.
We don't need that.
No, not overtime. Some cool contest to decide a winner. Lame, no ties. It should be the quarterbacks throwing it. It should be the quarterbacks doing the thing that they do in like preseason or a training camp for the Chiefs, like having
nobody wants to waste their time.
That's what Jameis did yesterday, by the way. I don't know if you saw that video. Jameis Winston hit on the first throw.
I did not. No, but you don't need any overtime or any gimmicky thing. It's preseason. Just end the game. We don't need to waste anybody's time. Everybody get the hell out of there. Get on a flight. Get back to training camp.
I'll tell you right now, you're already wasting my time if I'm watching fourth quarter preseason. Then end it after a half. Don't even make me. You're already wasting my time if I'm watching.
It's not for the fans. I'm talking about for the team. They don't want anybody getting hurt. Or like they already did their evaluation. Nobody's evaluating somebody because they hit a crossbar with a football. Oh, well, he should be our backup now because he hit
a
crossbar.
It's a breakdancing competition. Like, give me something. Choose a winner. It's already a meaningless game. Give me something.
That actually is how the Browns and Giants should determine the quarterback battles for their teams. The first quarterback to hit the crossbar will be the starter in week one.
I'm not totally sure that that's not what the Browns are doing. We'll talk Shadur later because I'm kind of interested to see what he does tonight. And I still don't think they're putting him in a bad spot. But this is preseason football. The only thing it serves as a fan is you get a little taste. You get a little nugget. It reminds you that football is around the corner. But, Gold, you know, by the middle of the second quarter of the game for the Chiefs on Saturday, you are not going to be enjoying watching it anymore. Not like for a regular base. You're going to be like, he's a bunch of, you know, it's going to be – All the rookies or second-year players, and C.J. Hansen's going to be in at center and all these other guys. And you'll be like, it's fine, I guess. It is football, and I will leave it on. But it's like outside of that, did any of you guys finish a preseason game last night?
No. I told you. I was just going to be on casually in the background. That's about it.
And then by half, it was
and I definitely
something else was on
did
casually
not stay up for that Raiders game. I was asleep by about 10:15.
So you didn't even watch that first Jeanty carry, or you did?
The game started at 9.
Okay, you watched that first
one. Yeah. By 10:10, I was out.
We talked about it maybe 2 months ago, that the running backs coach didn't want him to do the Michael Myers stance anymore. Lamest
Come on,
helmet
Chip Kelly.
Sticker, lamest
Come on,
college
Chip
helmet
Kelly.
Helmet sticker nonsense ever, Drew. That's what that is. You got to earn your stripes at US. Get out of here. I'm an NFL player. You took me in the top 10 picks. I can stand up straight before I take the ball.
Agreed.
Like, coaching that out of him is the lamest thing to do. And he's like, I guess I got to earn. No, you don't have to earn it. You earned it by becoming the sixth overall pick. In the NFL, this isn't even baseball either. In the NFL, they take you in the top 10. You don't have to prove anything to anybody when you're a running back. You're a quarterback, maybe. Wide receiver, running back, you don't have to earn your stripes amongst the guys. You can just go out there and play. Like, that's how, get out of here. It's like asking an offensive tackle to earn his spot or some nonsense.